WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A special meeting of the College Station City Council takes place this afternoon starting at 3.
Business includes whether to give TxDOT $1.2 million towards the more than $40 million cost of improving the intersection of George Bush Drive and Welborn Road. Money left over from other projects would pay 10% of the expected $12 million cost of acquiring right-of-way. Council's also being asked to approve a $153,000 construction contract to improve four intersections for pedestrians and bicyclists. They're located at George Bush and Dexter, George Bush and Timber, Holloman and Eleanor, and Holloman and Welsh. The council also takes final action on next year's budget and tax rate. While the tax rate stays the same, Councilwoman Julie Schultz says that might not be the case next year after taking money from College Station utilities to fund pay raises in the police department.
We had a lot of conversation with CSU about what we were wanting to do, and it was very clear that it was going to be a one-year thing, as far as I could tell, and I believe that's the case. We will be probably looking at a tax increase.
College Station's gaining another $2 million in property tax revenue due to increased valuations on existing property and new homes and businesses being added to the tax rolls. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
More freeway construction began last night and will continue at night through the rest of the week. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports paving work will mean southbound traffic is reduced to one lane between Harvey Road and Southwest Parkway, and the southbound University Drive entrance ramp will be closed between 6:30 in the evening until 6:30 in the morning. No class today for students in Mumford ISD. Superintendent Pete Bianski Jr. says a waterline break is to blame. Repairs are expected to be completed today. Bianski says classes will resume tomorrow pending those repairs. The chancellor of the Texas A&M University System is reportedly getting a pay raise of nearly $400,000. The Eagle reports John Sharp has signed a five-year contract extension. His base salary goes up from $507,000 to $900,000. Bryan fire investigators are still working at determining the cause of an apartment fire Saturday night. Management at Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside Drive says no one was hurt. Occupants of the building with 10 units were all displaced. Yesterday morning, Bryan firefighters went to the Rudder High campus following a report of smoke in a portable classroom building. The school district reports the fire came from an air conditioner attached to a wall. Classes will be held elsewhere until repairs are completed. A Bryan High School instructional aide and part-time coach is on paid administrative leave after he was arrested Friday for striking a student on Monday. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the 17-year-old was struck a couple of times by hand in the shoulder and or chest after he was moved out of a classroom to calm down after becoming agitated from an undisclosed situation. 37-year-old Donald Hamilton of College Station was arrested for assault resulting in bodily injury. Webb says the student was checked out by medical staff, then he was taken home by an administrator. The student returned to school later in the week. The process of filling cracks at the dam holding Lake Bryan that were noticed 2 weeks ago now includes lowering the lake level. BTU Group Manager David Worley says lowering the lake will not impact power plant operations, and there continues to be no restrictions on the recreational uses at the lake. Worley adds it will take 7 to 10 days to fill the cracks in a 600-foot area. Then there'll be another evaluation to determine the next step of repairs. Retired talk show host Neil Bortz, whose first job was at WTAW while he was attending Texas A&M in the 1960s, spent the weekend in Aggieland. Bortz and his wife have spent their time in their motor coach as well as traveling overseas. He says many who follow him on Twitter, which is approaching 175,000, have changed their financial behavior so they can travel when they retire.
You don't need a brand new car with a big car payment. Get a used car. Just put some money away and you will not regret it. Keep your health, keep some of your money, and then when you're through working, do those things you had to put off for so many years.
Bort says he feeds his need for political talk by doing subscription-based podcasts. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
If you haven't made the switch to Suddenlink yet, why not? Especially now when they're doing the More Power Switch event. How important is fast, reliable internet to you at home? You could lose files if you're not doing what you need to be doing. You're going to get slow downloads, which just drives you batty, no matter what it is you're trying to get. And they've got more power in your hands than ever with the More Power Switch event. Now is the time to switch to Suddenlink with 25 times faster than your average phone company's internet service. Call 1-877-694-9474 and get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you're going to get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call the number 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com. You get a 30-day we promise money back guarantee. Suddenlink's live local customer service to keep you online all the time. It's right there on 29th Street. You can go down and talk to them across from the TV station. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. Up to $240 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile. And the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulb, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 power car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
It's 812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's going to be over the region for the foreseeable future, so the week looks relatively sunny, except for this morning. We're starting out with a lot of high and mid-level cloudiness. That should move out, though, during the day, and it turns sunny, highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows anywhere from 70 to 75. Sunshine returns tomorrow, so do highs between 90 and 95. Tomorrow night, clear, 70 to 75. Sunny and 90 to 95 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Kelly Templin, the College Station City Manager, is here on this Monday morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Great. Always good to talk to you about big picture things that are going on. I guess I'd like to start, first of all, with the budget, because you're about to have that settled. There's been some discussion about the entities that the city funds, and obviously you act based on your council, but you...
Correct.
You also interact with these people who direct these. I guess the highest profile of those would be the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because they had asked for a continuing large amount of money. Basically, 80% of the money comes from College Station.
Yes.
You've got a pretty big seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you chose to take some hot funds and fund two positions within your city.
Yes.
Because basically you were not pleased with the way the CDB was doing it.
When you say you, that was a decision made by the council.
Sure.
But and those funds were used to purchase some advertising. They weren't requested by the staff, so it was a bit of a surprise at the meeting itself. But the communications department used that well to do some advertising. Actually didn't utilize all of those funds that were allocated for that purpose. So I think they were effective ads. But just to be clear, that was a council or a policy decision to shift that funding.
As best you know, is that still in the budget for this year? For those, there was one in the Parks Department, is right, and one in communication.
Well, actually, yes. If you, we can now offset some salaries for those functions that are used to bring people to town, put heads in beds, so to speak. And we've made better utility of some of those funds so that we're able to fund portions of positions in parks and communications to be able to do that. And, of course, sports tourism is huge for us. So we do take advantage of that. I'm not sure we take full advantage of that, but we do offset some portions of salaries with hotel occupancy tax funds.
Based on what you've seen and based on what your council is going to do,
Will the funding be increased to the level CVB wants? Are you pleased with the things that CVB has done as they've listened to you?
That is the question. The staff side has monitored what Brian has done, and you know at their last meeting they did not give the CVB all of the funding they requested. They increased it, I believe, by a total of $100,000. Mm-hmm. $50,000 of that was to go to Easterwood for a grant, the local match for a grant. I've heard unofficially that grant has been approved, so that's good news for Easterwood Airport. But as to what the council will do with that funding, I honestly do not know. I don't know if they're going to look at fully funding that request or doing something proportional to what Brian has done. I honestly don't have a reading on that at this point. I guess we won't find out until tonight.
Sure. And while that's the largest chunk that's being given to an outside agency, one of the ones that's important and probably near and dear to your heart is the Research Valley Partnership.
Yes.
Simply because you are in the development business.
Yes.
That's what you did for a living.
Correct.
And you know more than a lot of city managers when it comes to that. I want to kind of break down some of the things that the RVP has looked at to do. Mm-hmm. I know one of the things, for instance, they want to do is take a portion of money and try to lure another airline in here. Talk to me about how important you feel that is. If we could, for instance, get a direct flight from Bryan or a nonstop flight from Bryan College Station to Atlanta.
That's an interesting concept. I've talked to the new airport manager about this at length, and they make a very convincing argument. They know far more about the airline industry than I do. But the idea of, and they've done a very detailed analysis of when people leave College Station, where the major destinations are, both domestically and internationally. New York is a major destination for people leaving College Station. And a lot of our trips that originate at Easterwood end up overseas, mm-hmm. Which probably says a lot about our faculty and some of our students here in College Station. But I guess the compounding effect of having greater services at Easterwood is that it would allow us to attract different industry here, retain industry here, expand the ones that we have. And one of the first questions we get when we're talking to somebody from whether it's Southern California or overseas, first question they ask is about dependable air service. And some of them will ask about air freight as well. So it's important. It is very important. And the increase in emplanements there and the possibility of adding, say, Delta Airlines to Easterwood could have a significant impact on our ability to recruit industry here. It would also be extremely convenient for the folks that want to, whether it's go to another SEC game or fly, as you said, directly to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And that direct flight, they're looking at direct flights as possibilities, as you said, to Atlanta and possibly Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So, and again, they've done a very detailed analysis. I don't understand all of that. I understand the broad concept. But the more folks that implane and deplane there at Easterwood, the more hotel stays we have. So there's, I think, a direct impact for the hotels if that's successful. I think it's worth the investment to see if they're able to pull that off. They're very positive about it. They've got a group of proven professionals now at Easterwood that are working on that. So I'm very interested to see that happen. Yeah.
John Clanton was with us not too long ago and having that discussion. And obviously with his fixed base operation experience, it's great to have him in that key position. Obviously, the perception we have of the Research Valley Partnership is that they will work to bring in companies who are looking at other places. But in many cases, they may be looking at Bryan or College Station, and at least one member, James Benham, very vocal about the idea that placements in Bryan have been far more numerous than College Station. Give me your thought there, your sense there, and where do we go from there?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that there have been more placements in Bryan. But Bryan is a very different industrial infrastructure than College Station does. They are set up for traditional large industry, and College Station doesn't have that infrastructure. Through the years, College Station has chosen not to do that. And I would like to change that a little bit because we've got professors at the university that are building the next generation tank car. There's some, which is not necessarily clean industry, but it is high tech. I would love for that to see that manufacturing in College Station. And that doesn't have to be in Northgate. It doesn't have to be in close proximity to the university. But Skilled jobs or high-paid jobs. You know, these aren't people in lab coats with PhDs necessarily, but they're definitely bright and skilled. So I think we just have to look at all sectors of that. College Station has not done that traditionally. And so I think that Bryan has made it easier to locate some of those more traditional heavy industries in Bryan. There's no doubt about that. And I think College Station needs to take a hard look at what it wants and then provide that infrastructure so that those companies have the option of locating in College Station.
But in reality, because of the way College Station is growing, land for that is far more expensive than
far
it would be in
Bryan.
And that's something that the RVP can't do anything about.
No. The land economic side of the equation is, we're feeling that pinch, whether it's in student housing. It's, you know, every time they tear down a tiny 3-2 somewhere, it typically comes back to a student dwelling. So that's a function of land economics, and very, very difficult to interfere in that situation. But you're correct. Trying to find land to have something of a more traditional industrial park is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. We need to just look at that, take a long, hard look at that, and see if College Station wants to be in that market, and if so, where it could be placed. We've been looking at it over the past year. Haven't made substantial progress on it, but our focus is definitely clean industry. Small manufacturing, that sort of thing, high tech. The BioQuarter is an excellent example of that. But does College Station need to bring, you know, different options to the table? Absolutely.
Kelly Templin, the College Station City Manager, joining us. Large chunk of land that's out there. Bill Mather, who owns Texas World Speedway, looked to put a development in that was going to be, I think, 1,400 rooftops. It's behind. There was some talk in the beginning that maybe one of the sticking points had to do with the city of College Station. Was there anything in your view that has slowed down the progress?
Well, at one point in time, and this was prior to my arrival, but I know the city of College Station was looking at annexing that property, and Mr. Mader was not a fan of that. I just spoke with him just a couple of days ago, and he's still making progress toward the residential development. He's looking at different options right now. That type of density, that's proposed to be in a municipal utility district, mm-hmm. MUD. And that type of density is not traditional in the county where it would be located. So it's met with some resistance, I think, from the county. They're still looking at options there moving forward. But the city approved the MUD. So I don't believe the city was a big sticking point there. Again, I think the emphasis or the idea of annexing it, that would have provided utilities so that it could be developed at the density I would imagine he's proposing at this point. So I don't believe the city was the holdup there.
Okay. Well, I know the utilities, I guess, is the old Gulf States Utilities. Is that NRG now? I don't know who that is.
Entergy.
Oh, it's Entergy. Okay.
Yes.
But one of the other things, mm-hmm. I'm sure, as I understood that development, he wanted to put concrete streets in there, which is something that you guys like, I know, but I'm sure that the county feels a little bit reticent about it from the standpoint of they're not in a position to maintain concrete streets. Would you... And again, I don't know when concrete streets need maintenance. It might be annexed by then. But would you say that the city of College Station would be amenable to the idea of saying, we'll go ahead and do that part of it because this is going to be a top-notch development that we eventually want to annex?
That's a discussion we could have with the county. You're correct. As a matter of fact, the mayor just made a request for an agenda item to look at going to concrete streets. And the economics behind it are sort of undeniable. The maintenance needed for concrete streets within the first 10, 15, 20 years is almost negligible compared to flexible pavement or asphalt. So we're looking at long-term costs and trying to manage those costs. So we're looking at going to concrete streets. The truth is we don't do a lot of maintenance on our own concrete streets. We that's privatized. We farm that out. So I'm not quite clear what the county's reticence is on concrete streets. I need to have that discussion with the judge, perhaps. And that's a discussion we could have as to whether the city would be willing to take that on.
I love these terms. I don't know if you get it at city manager school or not, but flexible streets, because, yeah, you drive over them, they're flexible.
Well, that's actually not that's not a term that I would have ordinarily used, but we recently met with a lobbyist for the asphalt industry. And asphalt is called flexible pavement.
Really?
Yes,
well, the
yes.
People will agree it gets bumpy. There's no doubt.
Well, it does. It's more given to that freeze-thaw and crack seal that goes in and what have you. I came here from an area that had all concrete streets, so they stand out to you if you're not used to them.
That's true. Yeah. Kelly Templin, the city manager of College Station, joining us. College Station, Texas A&M, Has already built one apartment grouping over by the vet school. They're going to build another one over on Penberthy. That ends up being in pretty close proximity to the college, City College Station. There are some things that you're going to have to do there.
Yes.
That's almost akin, in my mind, to an unfunded mandate. What do you feel like you're going to have to do to be able to provide for them?
Well, that's interesting that you put it that way. I'm an Aggie. I'm a third-generation Aggie. I love my alma mater. But in a larger sense, Texas A&M is an unfunded mandate. It's off the tax rolls. But it comes with a lot of benefits. You know, the kids have more disposable income than I ever imagined they would have. And they bring a lot of, they and the school, the university, the athletic program bring a lot of economic impact to College Station. So there are a lot of offsets there. Looking at the 3,400-bed facility, I was having a discussion about that with somebody at the university, and they posed an interesting question to me, a rhetorical question, but they said, if those 3,400 beds had been built on the main campus as traditional dorms with conventional financing, what would that do for your tax base? And what would that do for the, you know, the services that were needed? And it would be the same. It's a wash. So really the difference there is how they're being financed. And I think with what the legislature has done over the past few decades, universities are looking for these innovative financing methods. We've got a great relationship with the university and the system, probably better than we've had in a while. So I don't fault them for looking for these solutions to house students. And Texas A&M houses a smaller portion of their student body than most major universities. And I've lived in a few of those university towns. So I don't fault the university for finding these methods. And we'll discuss with them those service needs, and if they wish to participate, we'll be happy to allow them to participate. But we'll have those discussions, and we are having those discussions. So I think they're very open to that, to anything we bring to the table at this point.
The Pappas folks have finally said they're going to turn some dirt, so
yes.
People are happy about that. But really, probably bigger is the Embassy Suites, which is going to be right over near Cooner and where the old Black Eyed Pea is, so folks will understand where that is. Tell me what you think that's going to do as far as being a generator to kind of kickstart on down university.
Well, that's interesting. I always prefer redevelopment to greenfield development, and in this case, that hotel development will take $1.6 million worth of improvements right currently on the tax rolls and replace it with a $38 million facility. It will also produce sales tax and hotel occupancy tax. You can make the argument that we have plenty of hotel occupancy tax, but if you look at the age of some of our hotel product and what have you, I think some of it is probably ready to be renewed or redeveloped itself. But already we're seeing evidence of consideration for other redevelopment along that corridor, and I believe it's being spurred in part by that Embassy Suite. So does it come with impacts? Yes. It's going to have traffic and what have you. They're going to build a parking garage. But there's word of a drive-through Starbucks. Aggieland Outfitters is looking at expansion. I think that area has long needed some level of redevelopment. It's got some good housing in it right now, but when, again, it's back to the land economic issue. When it becomes ripe for redevelopment, a lot of it will redevelop.
Okay, so let's put on our strictly development hat here. You know, there was a time that we thought that the plaza right across the street from the Hilton, I'm old and can't remember the name of it now, we're going to have a convention, so we're going to have a hotel there.
Yes.
And I don't know that I ever thought that I would say this for College Station, but are we about to super saturate as far as hotels?
Well, you know, the government has a hard time telling somebody you can't spend your money on that. And as red-blooded Americans, I believe everybody has the right to fall on their financial face if they wish to do so. It's difficult for me to, I mean, I certainly have gut feelings like everybody else that, wow, we've got too many of these and not enough of those. But it's not my money. Somebody involved with the Embassy Suites development said, Kelly, you've got a lot of under-demolished hotels. And I've never heard the term before.
Yeah.
And when I was talking about this very subject with him, I said, you know, aren't you worried about that? He said, not really. He said, because we're going to help drive the market. We'll help pull some of the rates up for some of your better hotels, and we're going to be competitive for those hotels that need to do a better job of what it is they're doing now. So, and this is a person with, you know, 30 years in the industry. So, again, I have to trust that they know more about it. They're certainly spending a lot of money. The proximity to the university, I think, is going to make that property very successful. But it, will it have an impact on those less productive properties? I'm certain that it will. But I'm reminded, too, that, you know, on game day, traditionally here, SEC games in College Station will fill up hotels in Hearn and in Huntsville and in Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those hotels there will probably take it on the chin probably before hotels in College Station do. But again, I will defer to the experts on the economics of those things.
I just think if you had two more at Century Square, you know, hotels can't survive on 7 nights or 14 nights.
Well,
they can't do that.
You know, but that gets to the larger issue. We are a very unusual hotel market here because we're a Friday, Saturday, Sunday hotel market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Houston, those are the lean dates. They're full Monday through Thursday.
Right.
If we're able to successfully change the market here where we have engineering companies and industry and light manufacturing and then we won't have a trouble with filling those hotel rooms Monday through Thursday. So this is a broad concept and a big goal, but we need to fundamentally shift some of our economy so that the hotels are full those 5 days a week that they aren't traditionally full.
Well, tying that back in to the idea that I think that Shannon Overby said in her presentation, the oil patch has caused a little a contraction here now. And we were joking about when you first came here how this was Midland Light and we were having those problems.
Right.
So now as we turn back around to this, what does that mean as far as College Station? What's your tax your sales tax revenue is going to be? And how are we going to economically be looking here?
Well, the oil market's always going to do that. I mean, gosh, when I was here in school in the 80s, you know, there were vacant strip centers just mile after mile of in Houston. And then it came back with gusto, and then it disappeared again. So that's going to ebb and flow. We can't count on that for mineral rights, for the ad valorem income. We can't count on it to keep our hotels full. So I think, you know, we need to slow and steady try to build the economy for a lot of reasons. What we hear from the university when we meet with the president and his staff quarterly, they talk about their underemployed spouse dilemma, which I heard about, you know, in the fall of 82, and I've heard about it ever since. It's hard to get people to move here from major metropolitan areas if their spouse can't find good employment. It's difficult on me as an employer with the city trying to lure talent in from other areas. So I think one of the other goals is not just to build our economy and have good-paying jobs, but it's to have alternatives for faculty, for staff. And also, if you have those good-paying jobs, you end up with the restaurants you like and the recreational venues that you like. It's yes, they come with impacts. They come with traffic. They come with impacts to the schools. But we need to do our best to try to guide that growth so that, again, you're getting the demographics you're looking for, the income you're looking for, and you maintain the quality of life and increase it. So, again, it's a broad front. It's a big strategy. We don't control a lot of our destiny in that regard, but we have to do the best job we can to try to guide it, and that's what we're in business to do.
There you go. Anything else we didn't cover today you want to talk about?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, always good to have you come in from time to time to catch up with us. Kelly Templin is the city manager of College Station. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you. Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months, run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M improved to 3-0 last Saturday with a 44-27 win over Nevada. We had 102,591 fans to watch the game. It was A&M's 19th straight win over a non-conference opponent, which is the longest streak in the football bowl subdivision. Under head coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies now have won 18 straight non-conference games. The win raised A&M's series advantage over Nevada 2-0 and gave Sumlin a win over his former assistant, Brian Polian, who is the head coach of the Wolfpack, was a member of Sumlin's initial coaching staff in 2012. Aggies take on Arkansas this coming Saturday up in Arlington at AT&T Stadium. We'll broadcast the action. We'll start at 5 o'clock. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Yes, dear?
The water's freezing!
You're kidding me.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
Well, I've heard about hotwaterplumber.com.
Get him now!
No hot water? Click on hotwaterplumber.com. Locally owned and operated by licensed plumbers.
Kim Commando here with news of how Russian monkeys may be hacking into your computer, both at home and at the office. There's no question that much of the world's hacking comes from China and Russia. In order to get hacked, someone has to download infected software. Generally, hackers use a tactic called spear phishing. That's phishing spelled with a PH. The malware appears as email from an unknown sender or a link to an infected website. But people are catching on. So now, the Russians have discovered that while people may no longer open strange emails or click questionable links, they will watch funny videos. And what could be funnier than a bunch of monkeys sitting around a corporate office or boardroom dressed up in coats and ties? A Russian hacking group, codenamed the Duke Group, has a TV commercial with monkeys doing just that. It's hilarious, except you won't be laughing long. The Duke Group operates in a coordinated way. It hits big. NATO and big corporations are the main targets. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all day at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Are you looking for a way to earn great money when you want, on your schedule? Here's an excellent opportunity I recommend that'll start putting money in your pocket ASAP, driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Well, I've taken Uber a bunch of times. I love them. And the drivers have some great stories to tell. They totally love being their own boss. I'm a huge fan of that. They're earning great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. Driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for parents, teachers, students, for anyone who needs flexibility working around busy family schedules. And of course, they really love the extra cash they earn driving with Uber. You already have a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A special meeting this afternoon of the College Station City Council includes several rezoning requests.
For the second time this year, the council is being asked to allow apartments to replace vacant business space on the main floor of a multi-use, multi-story building. The latest request for North Point Crossing at Texas and University was denied at last week's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. In July, the council approved allowing ground floor apartments at the lofts at Wolf Pin Creek. Landowners at the southwest corner of William D. Fitch and Barron Road next to the Southern Trace subdivision are asking for a zoning change to suburban commercial to allow for office and commercial businesses. The last item on the agenda is adopting next year's budget and tax rate. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs noted the absence of any speakers at public hearings on both items.
I'd like to think it's the policies of the council and our excellent city staff.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing is we're not changing the tax rate. It's staying the same. And we've been very transparent throughout. So I think that has to do a lot with no one coming to talk.
While the tax rate remains the same, increases in assessed valuation and new construction on the tax rolls in College Station means an increase of $2 million in property tax revenue compared to last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan firefighters responded Saturday night to an apartment fire that displaced residents in 10 units, then yesterday morning to Rudder High School to what Bryan ISD officials say was a minor fire in a portable building. Fire investigators returned yesterday to the Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside Drive off Texas behind Enterprise Car Rental and Fatburger. The fire was in the southernmost of three buildings. The other buildings were not affected. Apartment management said there were no injuries. At Rudder High, Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says a coach discovered smoke in a portable classroom building. Webb says the fire came from an air conditioner attached to a wall. Webb says classes will be moved elsewhere until repairs are made to the wall and air conditioning is replaced. No class today for students in Mumford ISD. Superintendent Pete Bianski Jr. says a water line break is to blame. Athletic events have also been canceled. Repairs are expected to be completed today. Bianski says classes will resume tomorrow pending those repairs. Finishing his fourth year as chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, John Sharp has reportedly signed a five-year contract extension where his base pay increases almost 80%. The Eagle reports Sharp's annual salary will rise to $900,000, up from $507,000. This follows action earlier this month by the Board of Regents authorizing the board chairman to negotiate a new contract. The next step to fill cracks spotted at the dam at Lake Bryan means bringing down the lake level.
What we're doing is bracing up the dam, and in order to do that, we need to lower the water level basically till we reach parity there. So when the water level and the additional soil level is even is about where we want to be.
BTU Group Manager David Worley says the lake remains open to recreational uses and it will not impact power plant operations.
We had been instructed about a year and a half ago to bring the level of the lake up by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality. And so we're really just bringing the level kind of back down to where it was.
Worley says county and state officials have been notified water will be removed by pumps and moved into a dry creek bed for a couple of miles before it enters Thompson Creek. Those of you who drive the freeway between 6:30 in the evening and 6:30 in the morning may have already experienced more construction. Paving work is closing one lane going south between Harvey Road and Southwest Parkway and is also closing the southbound University Drive entrance ramp. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says this will continue through Friday morning. Bryan Police and the Bryan School District continue parallel investigations of the assault of a Bryan High student a week ago. An instructional aide and part-time coach, 37-year-old Donald Hamilton of College Station, was arrested last Friday on a misdemeanor charge of assault resulting in bodily injury. Bryan School spokesman Brandon Webb says the 17-year-old was struck a couple of times by hand in the chest and or shoulder. Webb says the contact occurred after the student was moved out of a classroom after becoming agitated.
It's not uncommon to just sort of change a venue and see if that can't, along with the talking, see if that can't help de-escalate a situation. But apparently the altercation between the instructional aide and this young man continued. It escalated. And so it was not in his normal classroom environment, but elsewhere, in fact. And things went from there.
Webb says the student was taken home by an administrator after being checked by medical staff at the school. The student returned later in the week while Hamilton was placed on administrative leave with pay following the incident. It's been about 2 years since talk show host Neil Bortz retired. The Texas A&M grad who started his 42-year career on WTAW was in town over the weekend. He says he and his wife keep busy with their 6-year-old granddaughter and doing lots of traveling, which he posts on his Twitter account.
A lot of people have said, thanks for taking us along on your travels. I have completely changed my financial behavior so that when I retire, I'll be able to do what you're doing now because it just seems like you're having so much fun. And we are.
While he's not live on radio, Bortz has a subscription-based podcast.
And they would not be airable on radio and would not be viewed in a positive manner by the FCC. Finally, I can say exactly what I want to say, especially about Obama.
Bortz says the number who follow him on Twitter has increased 50,000 since his retirement to almost 175,000. WTAW News Time is 8:44. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Haven't we kind of gotten to the point where we hate to settle for something when you go shopping? Okay, you'd like to get this, but they don't have it in stock or whatever, and so you settle for it, and you're not necessarily pleased because you had something else in mind. Amish Furniture for Generations allows you to buy furniture basically the way that you want. You pick out the style that you want. You have the wood, the finish that you want. You basically can make your choice and get what you want. That's because this is handcrafted, bench-built, solid wood furniture done by Amish craftsmen. They build it, Kent gets it, and brings it to you and delivers it to your home. That's how Amish Furniture for Generations has become so popular. Now, you're not going to get it delivered today. That's not going to happen very often from Amish Furniture because, obviously, if you want something just the way you want it, specialized, then it does take time. There are floor samples for you to look at. There are also catalogs for you to look through to make the selection. Kent will take you through that process so that you know exactly what your choices are and exactly what you're going to get. Go by and see them. They're on Boonville Road right there down from the Kroger in the old Boonville Shopping Center. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
News Talk 6.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys. Put your mind at ease.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. Let me do the weather real quickly here for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High today about 94, 95, something like that. Low temperature tonight probably be around 68 or 69, which will be rather pleasant. And then we'll kind of continue all week long like that. No mention of rain in the forecast. We'll be about 90 to 93, and then lows will be down near 70. I was trying to find an extra story on this. All I see is this one line. Delta is being criticized for a new basic basement class called Basic Economy, where many of the traditional services of an airline have been removed. Basic Economy.
Hmm. Oh, this sounds like the old Carol Burnett sketch.
Well, I don't, you know, I haven't, what is that? I don't know what that
is. Oh, it's basically, you know, anybody in first class, hi, thank you very much for coming. Here's your seat.
Uh-huh. It's from a month ago, which is probably why you're seeing the one line now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go ahead.
The other part of the sketch is just anybody that comes in and just sit down. Well, so there's no amenities there at all.
Aren't we already there?
Almost.
I thought we were. Hello.
Hey, I got a question. I was taking my kids to school this morning and got to have the pleasure of hearing the highlights of the Arkansas Tech game. Was basically that our classy ex-offense coordinator, whose career peaked here at A&M, saying that he kicked Bama's ass over and over.
Right.
Was that the only thing that happened at the game? And seriously, is this how low was stooped at WTAW?
Oh, you think we stooped low for playing that? Because
yes,
we're playing
language.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Well, because we're playing Arkansas this week, and the whole concept, the reason that we played that was that because of that. And that's fine. I certainly take your criticism at that, and I'll consider playing it after 8 o'clock from now on.
A passenger rights group says Delta Airlines has pushed the tactic to new levels by shaming travelers into buying expensive upgrades.
Well,
when you choose basic economy fare on Delta's website, the final page before you confirm the purchase now lists all the restrictions you face. You'll get no seat assignment, no refunds, no ticket changes, no early boarding, and no standby travel changes. And last to access the overhead bin space.
Of course, the whole overhead bin thing is amazing anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Just to watch that whole thing happen.
I mean, it all sounds like this.
Go to the end of the line.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Why don't you go to the end of the line?
But now, do they say in there anywhere how much savings we're talking about for doing that? Okay.
You're basically all sitting in a lawn chair in the back of a pickup truck.
Man. Well, I don't know. It's interesting.
They used to call it, steerage.
Steerage. Yeah. Well, that's what they did in the steamship industry. Well, on the other side of that, then, Vogue.com presents the top four airlines for in-flight meals. And I have to say that most of these are things that we wouldn't fly. Korean Air. I mean, when was the last time you went from here to Memphis on a Korean Air flight? The freshest organic offerings of any airline. Economy class entrees, which are rated highly. Turkish Airlines, not in your life. Recently hired 400 in-flight chefs to make sure the food is being prepared and presented and arranged perfectly. Virgin Atlantic offering Dean and DeLuca snacks and a first-class menu that has a beef bowl with julienne carrots, sautéed kale, and pickled watermelon.
Why would you pickle watermelon?
I don't know. Singapore Air, where even in business class, the meal was described as really like dining in a fine restaurant. Okay, give me a more comfortable seat and let me get there, okay? And don't yell at me. And let me put my stuff right over my seat if that's at all possible. But you watch how people try to jam those things that have no...
Oh, yeah.
It should fit in here.
No.
Okay. Being vigilant about loss prevention makes sense if your store sells insanely popular high-tech stuff. But Philadelphia Magazine reports two former employees at a Pennsylvania Apple store have filed a class action suit against the iPhone maker. The workers say they spend an average of 17 minutes of uncompensated time per day undergoing security checks after clocking out of work and during break time. Statewide, it would mean that Apple would owe millions for the violations. They'll settle out of court, you can bet. And they will not admit to any wrongdoing if it happens. The case was originally filed in Philadelphia's Common Pleas Court, but has now been removed to a federal court. Apple denies the allegations and denies that the company violated the Pennsylvania Minimum Wage Act. So what do you think? I mean, obviously, something really expensive can slip right into your pocket. So do you worry about shrinkage or something like that? Don't know. It makes some sense that they want you to do something, but it seems like they ought to have an easy and effective way to be able to check folks out. The Queen of England just bought a big old fancy house in Chicago.
Huh?
Yeah, well, it's not a house, actually. It's a 2,600-square-foot condo in the Windy City in a building called the Buckingham. Of course, it has to do with Buckingham Fountain that's there in Chicago. It has nothing to do with that other thing. Anyway. She's not planning any visits.
Oh, I was going to say, is she getting ready to retire?
Nope, not at all. The $1.3 million pad will be the home of Canadian Consul Ray Norton for now.
Oh.
So there you go.
Honey!
Yes, dear?
The water's freezing!
You're kidding me.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
Well, I've heard about hotwaterplumber.com.
Get him now!
No hot water? Click on hotwaterplumber.com, locally owned and operated by licensed plumbers.
Coal Banker Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teat. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normandytractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. Well, you know you're still rocking it when you have a complaint that your concert is too loud. AC/DC played Wrigley Field, and at least 20 people called the police about the noise. The band got off stage at 10 p.m., which is an hour before Wrigley's 11 p.m. curfew, but three songs in the set had pyro effects. Plus, there were helicopters hovering over the stadium shooting footage for a DVD and Blu-ray, so... Just saying.
Hmm.
So last night they had the big Emmy Awards, and yeah. Soap opera with Swords was a big winner.
Cleaned up, apparently.
Yep, won the award for outstanding drama. Peter Dinklage for the shortest actor of all time.
Oh,
and,
come on.
Okay, and also Olive Kittredge, which is another HBO that did well. How have you seen that?
No, it was. I really first I heard of it.
It's dark-ish. I mean, okay. I've just read the synopsis. I haven't watched it yet. It's got Frances McDormand, who I really like. But anyway, Viola Davis won mm-hmm. the Emmy for Lead Actress in How to Get Away with Murder. And she's the first black to win the award. Julia Louis-Dreyfus for her show Veep. Like that show a lot. Not family friendly, but like it a lot. I think that's the way they really talk in D.C. John Hamm finally picked up an Emmy. For lead actor in a drama series, nominated 16 times. He got a standing ovation. Tracy Morgan came on stage. And he said, I suffered a traumatic brain injury that put me in a coma for 8 days. And when I regained consciousness, I was ecstatic to learn that I wasn't the one who messed up. and got a nice ovation. So Soap Opera Swords is your drama series. Veep is your comedy series. Your variety talk would be Jon Stewart. They gave him an award. A reality show was The Voice, and that's probably enough. CBS is developing a series based on H.G. Wells' 1896 sci-fi novel, The Island of Dr. Moreau. It's just going to make Dr. Moreau a female. Aside from that, everything is just the same as it was.
Why?
Well, because you have to. Just understand. Don't say anything. You'll be insensitive.
Hush now.
Yeah.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska residents worried about a rogue shooter. Two men reported that they were hit with blow darts. Yeah, no kidding. One man on a motorcycle, the other one standing near a Jiffy Lube, both expected to be fine. Police are looking for a late 1990s or early 2000 gold Pontiac Grand Am or old Zolero with three or four guys in it. Yee! That's freaky scary. But all right. So drive-by blow darts in... 1897, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. That letter was published in the New York Sun. J.R.R.R.R.R.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit was published on this date in 1937.
You sound like a seal.
Thank you. Monday Night Football premiered in 1970 on this date.
Wow.
Yeah. 1970, and Sandra Day O'Connor was unanimously approved as the first female Supreme Court justice.